This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. It's one of the most popular operas of all time, and whether you know it or not, you've probably heard of it. Il Trovatore, Giuseppe Verdi's masterpiece, tells the story of Manrico and the Count, mortal enemies who are both in love with the beautiful Leonora. It's a tale filled with dark family secrets, lust, and revenge. And it doesn't end well. The show's coming to the Triangle. North Carolina Opera performs it Friday at May Mandy Hall, at Raleigh's Progress Energy Center, then Sunday at Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill. And joining us now in the studio is Noah Stewart, who plays the lead role of Manrico. Welcome, Noah. Good to
have
you
here. It's good to be here.
Joining us also, Timothy Myers, conductor of Il Trovatore and artistic director of the North Carolina Opera. Timothy, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Why did you decide to bring this one here?
Well, it's one of those pieces that you just love to do. And it's a little intimidating to do because you have to have a great group of singers. The very famous tenor Caruso once said, the only thing you need to have a successful production of Trovatore is the four best singers in the world.
Oh, there you go.
And so it's one of those that was definitely on our list of something that we wanted to do. And we looked very, very carefully until we knew we had a cast that we wanted that would do the piece justice and also that would really excite our audience with it. And so fortunately, all of those stars aligned, and here we are, two days away.
And you managed to nail down one of the greatest singers in the world, Noah. Your talent is certainly becoming more and more and better known. You are playing the role of Manrico. Tell us about it. Set it up for us. Tell us the story.
Sure. It's a basic love triangle. You just said the show is opening the triangles, so it's indeed a love triangle. And it is basically a story of rivalry between me and my brother. And my brother is the Count, De Luna, and Leonora is the woman that we're both in love with. And it's kind of a strange plot, but I'll try to make it very simple. Basically, there was a king, and he was very, very wealthy and not really nice to his servants, and specifically the gypsies. And so one of the gypsies cursed the king, and one of his children got really, really deathly ill. And so he indeed threw the gypsy on the fire and kind of made an example out of her. And before she died, she screamed to her daughter, "Avenge me one day, avenge me." And indeed, the daughter stole one of the king's children and raised them as her own, and that's me. And so I grew up thinking that this was my mother the whole time, but indeed, she wasn't. She was this gypsy. And at the end, the Count, we were going at it, and he's, of course, much stronger than I am with his armies, and he sentences me to death, and I die at the stake. And the gypsy screams out, "Mother, I've avenged you." So it turns out that we were brothers all along, but we never knew each other. We're just arch rivals.
Yeah.
You know, with a woman stuck in between us.
And this is revealed in the last, 15 seconds of the opera. Actually, the last twist. So thank you, Verdi.
Yeah. Well, and luckily it's been around long enough. So it's not really a spoiler in the sense that many people did know this little twist. But this, of course, is why soap operas are named after operas. I mean, this is quintessentially that story.
That's right.
And that's the wonderful thing about opera. So, Noah, what drew you to this role? What are the challenges for this particular role?
Well, the challenge is, let me just start by saying I got into opera in the beginning. I'm from Harlem, New York, born and raised in New York City, and pop music was very, very popular there, as well as jazz and musical theater. But I got into opera because it was a chance for me to act on stage as well as sing in a different language. And I thought, wow, what a cool career to try to have. And I didn't see many young people getting into classical music or opera and many people of color. So I thought, why not just kind of put together music with theater and an orchestra? And I got opera. That was the equation. And Trovatore really combines great music with a great story. And when I'm on, we just had a final dress rehearsal yesterday, and I felt that I lost myself. The the director came over and said, wow, the scene that you just did with Leia was so gripping. And I said, you know what? I don't even remember it because I was so engrossed in the character and the music. I mean, having Tim as our conductor, he's so brilliant and the orchestra is fantastic. It's a real treat and honor to be here.
Well, let's hear a clip from the opera. Now, this was actually a recording of Luciano Pavarotti in the role of Manrico in Verdi's La Trovatore. Let's listen. It is. That's Luciano Pavarotti in the role of Manrico in Giuseppe Verdi's opera La Trovatore. And the North Carolina Opera, performs that Friday at May Mandy Hall in Raleigh's Progress Energy Center, Sunday at Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill, and Noah Stewart will play that role. So let's hear you do that.
<I'm kidding. laughs> you got to pay for that.
Come on, just a couple of notes, just the easy notes. For you, Timothy, what are the challenges in staging this? I mean, this for opera goers. I mean, this will be well known. It's familiar to them.
Mm-hmm. Is a little bit different, and this is a semi-staged production. And in North Carolina Opera, under my artistic directorship, I was very interested in doing some things, some bigger repertoire in a different kind of format. So, for example, last year we did Faust the same way, and then we had HD video projections. And there are a couple great things about it. A, it allows the orchestra to be on stage and have a little bit more of a tied-in presence instead of being in a pit, and which can and occasionally make them feel slightly removed. And so it kind of brings it all front and center on the stage. It does present challenges. Fortunately, Trovatore is easy to do without big sets because most of the story actually happens off stage or as backstory. Right, so all of the battles and everything happen off stage, so it works quite well to do in this format. There are challenges with it, of course, doing a piece like this with the singers behind me, and they can see me from the front via video monitors, but I cannot see them unless I turn around. And that makes it very tricky to do because I'm used to having direct contact and eye contact and being able to see them breathe and et cetera, right. et cetera.
That's really then tunes up your ears. I mean, that's interesting.
Oh, I'm listening like a hawk. I mean, yeah. Even more than usual. Absolutely.
So here you are doing Il Trovatore, Noah. You talked about not growing up listening to this stuff as a young man, as an African-American, not hearing this music, but deciding it would be a good choice for you. Had you heard much opera? Was it something that the sound of it was attractive to you?
No, I didn't. Gospel music was the music I heard most frequently. I was born in the Baptist church. But I did go to the LaGuardia High School, which is sort of like the modern day Glee. And that's when sort of all the disciplines were introduced to me in terms of the variations of classical music and musical theater, Broadway, the West End. It was a whole wide range of things. But I remember very, very almost like it was yesterday, going into the vocal arts office and watching a laserdisc of Verdi's Requiem. And Leontine Price, the great soprano from Mississippi, was singing the soprano soloist. And it was the first time where I actually saw a person of color singing with an operatic technique. And I vowed from that day on that I would be the male representative of what she was doing at that time in Europe with an all-European orchestra, an all-European chorus. And I thought, wow, this would be a cool thing for me to do. And little by little, I started gaining confidence. And I was fortunate enough to have gone to school in New York where the Met was there. So I got to see Pavarotti. I got to see him sing Tosca, for instance. And it was a dream come true, really, for me. I felt like the career chose me because I felt there was a void there of young people in music. Because my mom, she just thought, I just said, Mom, I want to be an opera singer. She said, well, opera's for old people. And I said, no, that's not really true, you know. And the more that, and now she's an opera lover because she saw me and she sees me on stage. And I think that's a very, very a big point in attracting audiences is that it's important for me to show on stage, and Tim has done a fantastic job at that, as showing that there is a younger audience and there are young people who love classical music. It's the best discipline on the earth to see and to hear spectacular music and see acting on stage. And one of the great advantages of having an orchestra on stage is most people, when they go to the opera, they can't see what's happening in the pit.
Yeah.
And they get the firsthand of seeing singers and the orchestra and the conductor all at once with great scenes and great lighting. It's really the most complete art form you can have.
Well, there's nothing like great opera to prove the value of great opera. But beyond that, you've made it a kind of mission, haven't you, Noah, to popularize opera and to bring it to younger audiences and make connections like that.
Yes, yes. In fact, my album entitled Noah just came out almost 3 weeks ago in the UK, and it's currently number one on the UK charts.
Wow.
And but it all started in opera. That's my first love, and even though I love popular music, and I think there's nothing more similar. In fact, you know, for me, it's the same singing Stevie. I've never dreamed that you'd leave in summer by Stevie Wonder to. Así ben mio colessere io tuo tu mia consorte. It's all the same. It all comes from the same place. Mm-hmm. It's all about feeling and love. Both love songs, just ones in a different language.
Yeah.
Well, and I think something that both Noah and I are passionate about are sort of removing this perceived barrier between what you listen to on a daily basis and things like opera. Because as you say, it doesn't exist, and we've sort of built up this wall or allowed it to build up.
Yeah. Well, not only do we hear the passion and emotion, as you've just demonstrated, and the similarity in technique, the notes change, the passion and emotion comes out of your voice, but the elements, the blending. I mean, some of the best modern and popular music is stuff that is precisely layered and textured, which is what opera and classical music have been doing forever.
Absolutely. And I think you even see interesting things like a lot of, I mean, what would consider to be commercial musicians or indie musicians, like, you know, Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead, you know, writing long form classical pieces, right? I mean, I'm really happy that a lot of this is happening now to show that nothing's that different, right?
Absolutely. Rufus Wainwright, very famous singer-songwriter, just did a premiere in another opera at BAM, and he's avidly in the pop circuit, and he loves class. He loves the drama of opera.
Yeah.
You know, opera's like it's like Entourage or any other reality show or mainstream show on TV, only set with music.
Right.
It's great stuff, and it's not only, you know, it's much more than that. And, of course, it becomes greater than the sum of its parts. So good to have you on the program.
Thanks so much, Frank.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
Noah Stewart, acclaimed tenor, is playing the role of Manrico in North Carolina Opera's performance of Il Trovatore. He also has a brand new album out called Noah, number one in the UK. We'll make it that way here in the U.S. Timothy Myers, conductor of Il Trovatore, artistic director of the North Carolina Opera. North Carolina Opera performs Il Trovatore Friday at 8, May Mandy Hall, Raleigh's Progress Energy Center, and then Sunday at 3 p.m., Memorial Hall in Chapel Hill. For more information, go to ncopera.org. And that's our program for today. Thanks for listening. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.